Yeah, you know what it is. We're gonna get right in the business. I ain't gonna hurt you because I'm here for a little time. You know what I'm saying? Got 17%. Maybe I'll give y'all 17 minutes. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna see how the universe rock with a nigga. We're gonna let that nigga quit sucking my dick right there. You know what I'm saying? Because he's gonna be actually listening to this shit. Be like, hey, you hear that shit? Hey, yo, it's me. Head ass nigga. So, other than that, we just laying there with rocking. You know what I'm saying? I just came from hooping at wherever the fuck I was hooping. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, I'm in jeans and I have to go take a shit. I know this is beside the point, but I know you niggas just want to hear me talk, so it don't even matter. Hold my dick. Hold it. Excuse my language. But, yeah, it really ain't. You know what I'm saying? When I say what I say within that 30 seconds, that's going to be what the podcast is for. And it's only going to take 30 seconds. But how I deliver this motherfucker is the whole point why I get on here and do my shit. That's why I do my shit, you know what I'm saying? Because it ain't about what I did and how I did, you know what I'm saying? Hold me down. That's it, that's all. So, we're just trying to finish it, man. We're trying to just move within the end of the end of the end of the end. You know what I'm saying? One day at a time, one day at a time, knowing your limits, knowing what you can and cannot do. In that point of time, I think the gentleman was just, I had some little light jewelry bling jing on, you know what I'm saying? He's like, what is that, the evil eye? And this is really why I wanted to hop into this, because, you know, this is really what I'm going to get down to at the end of the day. And I'm like, damn, I punchlined these niggas too early, bro. So, we here. He's like, oh, is that the evil eye? And I said, what's the evil? I said, evil is either a perception or a projection. And this is, I've been thinking about this shit the whole time I've been walking. So I was like, I said, on the winner side, you can go get you a, you're gonna call it a pat. You know what I'm saying? On the perception of the projection, you got that acceptance right in the middle. You're gonna get a pat, you know what I'm saying? Then you're gonna start getting some coochie. You really gonna get up in that coochie. Once you get to accepting all this shit that's going on with all these perceptions, these projections, and start just holding down you and what the fuck you wanna push in this world. And then on the other side, you bitch. So you're gonna be a PB and pussy. That's what we're gonna call it. My niggas out here jelly with the PB and pussy out here. Cause they not, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna be out here doing all this goofy shit, thinking you hot, and you out here just looking like the PB and pussy. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be in it just real jelly, nigga. Hold it down. So
I thought that was fucking hilarious.
But that's really what it is. At the end of the day, you got the perceptions. Yeah, or perspectives. Yeah, the perceptions, perspectives, projections. So it's triple P's out here. You know, we keep it pimping regardless. So, how you want to finesse that yin? You know what I'm saying? And there's really only one way to do it, is you just have to do what the fuck you want to do. You gotta do what the fuck you want to do, and just look at people, and keep and just stay in. Just be the baby. Be the baby forever. Be the baby forever. Look at motherfuckers like, you can't tell me shit. But respectfully, you don't give off like the idea of doing what you want to do is to still respect the energy of everybody around you. And more so is, it's kind of hard to explain once you get to a certain element of this oneness, if you will. Oneness, because I don't put myself on anything that I don't believe somebody else can do. I just did the work technically because I had to. So I'm not, you know what I'm saying? If I got to go out there and had the whip and shit, and you know what I'm saying? If I had the nice whip early and the coochie and shit, and I already had a few bucks, you know what I'm saying? I would have been trying to do this process probably at like 40, 50, and I probably would have killed myself. So it wouldn't have been the same motion. I probably would have done it, but I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I'd have been like, it probably would have been not within the timeline, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Because as the world as we know it, it's fucked up already. It's fucked up already. And I don't give a fuck if you got dough or not. You're not happy. I know you're not happy. It just depends. I'm not saying everybody is, but I think everybody is still ain't just directing their motivation at the wrong energies for the world. You know what I'm saying? If you got to hustle and you want to go do something for something, Don't do it because you think somebody else is doing something against what you want to do. I don't. That's not, because I don't believe in, like, you know what I'm saying? People got shit, you know, quote unquote haters and shit. And you have these. I'm not saying I don't, or I'm not saying that I do, but I don't let other people tell me what I have. I'll listen, like when you listen to that shit on TikTok, you might invest in a little bit of that shit. But it all, you know what I'm saying? Them bitches be saying, take what resonates. And a lot of y'all niggas ain't even on a resonate. So you really can't listen to none of it because you're already in a negative state. So if you're already in a negative state, listen to negative shit, nigga, you a barbecue chicken, bro. You need to stay away from social media when you're in a negative state, period. You need to stay away from people, period. Stay away from as much. The solitude thing is a real situation. That's why they say when you find that gym, you be in that thing, you be like, you be chilling back out. Ain't nothing better than not hearing a loser. And you wouldn't know until you're not a loser. You know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga really be chilling, bro. And it'd be funny. Like, I'll be out here talking to these women as just like a job. You know what I'm saying? As far as like trying to euphorically blend just a essence of like what the fuck is really going on. And you guys, you know, the women are coming with this, I'm better than you, enemy. And I'm not coming at you like that. I'm coming at you like, what's up? How you feeling? I'm not trying to do all the shit you want me to do. I come join your little live and shit. I come post that shit at finesse or whatever the fuck. But I'm not doing all that shit because I ain't know what's up. But at this point, when you're on a certain algorithm and shit like that, you're hearing shit differently. So you're responding to certain shit. And some of these bitches are actually smart. Some of these bitches are actually smart and not just using the sex appeal. You feel me? So when a bitch is attractive and hitting you with some subliminal shit, and it kind of get like, damn, I missed it because I'm just enjoying looking at these titties low key and this beautiful face you got, these beautiful lips. You just so beautiful. And I just want to give you a hug. And for the most part, I'm not even looking at all that. It's there, but I'm also just hearing you talk. Because you sound, you know what I'm saying? You're talking on other levels. So I don't even have to look at you. The phone could be down and you could be talking. I could be on my other phone, but I still hear you. Y'all want me to respond and shit. Y'all want me to be like, y'all want me to be active, but not active. How the fuck can you do that? You know what I'm saying? Either I'm there or I'm not. So a lot of times I'm not, like I'm there because I'm just like, somebody's telling me to be here. Somebody telling me it's this one. This one, this one, this one. And some of y'all think like, oh, he trying to get at this and that. I don't want none of you bitches. Pay me. Give me your bread. Give me your bread. You don't know what to do with it. You don't. That's why you fucking driving in circles all goddamn day. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? It's not. And I'm not coming at y'all and I'm not disrespecting anybody. But I don't understand from my perspective. You know what I'm saying? Because it's still in emotion. I'm still in emotion. That's why I like to feel the whole me, you know what I'm saying? Before I start trying to come out here and start trying to hit you with a dart. And like I said this, like I'm trying to put back together the things that I had put together within those, I guess the beginning of the journey, if you will. When I went on this, and this is another topic. I was just like, for men, if you want to kind of tap into this thing, that might be what the woo-woo is for the woo-woo. The go 2 years without sex, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Go 2 years without like a chick go 2 years without a job and some coochie, nigga. If you can't, maybe a year without the job, but go 2 years without some sex. You know what I'm saying? I think that'll kind of mold your brain into a self-independent situation because you can still live out here. You know what I'm saying? You can still live without sex and a bitch. You feel me? Yeah, you'll see him at work and that's all you need. That shit'll give you. They little coochie, the little shit be the little pheromones and shit like that shit is real, bro. You'll leave work and be like, oh, I just got through fucking four bitches and never hit nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because you just there. But y'all gotta stop beating your dick too. But anyway, beside the point. Back to what I was saying. I'm still developing in. Because when you continue to grow, and I think solitude is really that key. And if you really do anything, do what you want to do, but you're always using. You still love everybody. I put people first. I'm not saying that's for everybody. I put myself first.
like, I'm overpouring in love for self is why I kind of do what I do. Maybe that is what I don't know. Because there was a time when I did not have those things. And you can feel that. You can feel it because you're mad. You're mad that you are doing things that you feel you should be doing. And you're getting mad about it. That means you're empty. You have to withdraw from those. You have to sit back and that's probably when you got to go read you a book or something. If that's what you feel like you need to do. Go read you a book. Go invest in some knowledge. Go do something where you can entrepreneur this. That's what that is. Do something where you can entrepreneur yourself. It's not about that. Go get that 9-to-5 shit. Respectfully, I mean, it is. You go do that. You have to go do that also. Just to find your rhythm. Find what you can do and shit like that. But when if you're trying to get to these other platforms of the shit that y'all be subliminally asking, you know what I'm saying? And niggas not telling. Because I'm not, y'all talking in a language that's not for me. And then when y'all understand. Y'all don't understand. And y'all not giving up coochie because y'all not on my level. So I be like, what the fuck is this? Like, y'all think y'all too good for me. And I'm just trying to get a dick. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's why I be, and I'm so far, you know what I'm saying? You be past that shit where I be like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? Just talk. But, and I respect it. I respect it because, but I don't. Because I'm not trying to talk to y'all. Y'all want to talk to me. So you come have a conversation. You don't fucking hum me or what me. You little ass nigga, respectfully, respect me. Because I need you to respect me. Because you don't respect yourself. Because you think that the shit that this platform, whatever the fuck you think this shit is, you think is gangsta, you think it's cool, you think it's like, no, nigga. None of this shit is a, it's not a, like the Tesla is not, it shouldn't be ego. That's not what the Tesla's for. The Tesla is an emergency vehicle, really. The hybrid is an emergency vehicle. We have them like, you know, almost, you know what I'm saying? I guess not technically because gas is still going to be a fucking car. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, when a car go to shit, you're gonna be like, damn, nigga. Whichever way, you know what I'm saying? Like, either way, depending on how the world ends, if you will, it can go either way. That's perspective. So, it just depends on how you want to dive into what you believe in. And it'd be the beliefs. It's some breakdowns that I done, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get paid for this shit, though. You feel me? This is free shit. I need to get paid, though, because young, you know what I'm saying? Young, fresh, and wooty, woo, 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 whatever you guys want to label, whatever the fuck y'all want to label. I'm not, just don't try to disrespect me, because I'm not going to speak into a language for you. I'm going to check you. Period. I don't give a fuck who you think you are, because you know how to count. You know how to do A, B, C, D. Oh, nigga, we did that shit in fucking kindergarten. Fuck is wrong with you? People have to get out of this I'm better than you shit. You niggas is hurt about the wrong shit. And I'm just not out here pointing a finger. Because I'm a real nigga. I'm not. You feel me? What the fuck you think? I'm not coming like that, but, and I'm not pressing nobody. I want everybody to feel like this. But I give respect. That's why I wave at everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love everybody. I'm not out here thinking negative. I'm not, because I know I'm out here just doing the best. I'm doing what I need to do for self. Not the best I can. I'm doing me, for me. I know what I need for my mind, when I need it. I know when I need to, because I know me. I'm not letting nobody's projections of what an idea of how to live their life is supposed to be my life. The fuck, you know what I'm saying? Respectfully, you know what I'm saying? They have rules out here to control the mass, if you will, or just to give you guys a direction, what it is you will have to do in order to get old. You'll have to make money. Maybe you might want a kid, you know what I'm saying? To keep the, this thing called a gene, you know, your family lineage, which none of you really know about. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do that shit early in y'all lifetime, but they probably, I don't know if they should invest in it or they should keep it into a, what it is, if you will. But you know what I'm saying? But that's just my, how I feel about what I know, if you will. Because this shit is still going in one out the other. And I'm covering clutch shit right now. I'm covering clutch, the clutches, nigga. So, you and then when, however you feel, if you that nigga, don't ever not say you that nigga. Even in your work, you gotta find that balance. You gotta find that balance. And it do be shit out here in this world. And it kind of be just, it be irritating. It'd be irritating at the wrong time. It'd be this, it'd be that, it'd be whoop, it'd be that. But then when you know, when you move or you do something and you're not just stuck in that, you got to just continue to kind of push. Because that's probably what that is, if you will. Because you got to continue to look at things positively, if you will. Because we'll all give up. Everybody wants to give up. Everybody wants to give up. Just nobody wants to be broke. And everybody want to get their dick sucked or their little coochie ate. You know what I'm saying? So the whole is just is it we all fucked up around here because we all fucked up around here. Y'all fucked up around here because y'all fucked up out here and y'all projections and your perspectives are just influencing the almost just the area around me. It's not fucking me up, but I'll go a certain direction and I'm like, damn, I gotta go this way. But I really want to go that way. But I'm going to just go this way because that shit felt weird over there. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know what I'm saying? I listen to myself. I listen to whoever it is. It could be whatever you want to call it. Conscious, Jimmy Cricket, God. It could be Jesus, Moses, Ra. It could be Greek God, Zeus. It could be fucking, it's everybody. Medusa, the devil, whatever soul entity you want to create in the mind, whatever you believe in is what is really happening to you. Period. If you don't want to believe, and people that, you know, people they be like, oh, I'm alien, I don't believe in, because you probably feel that you're God. You don't say that though. I don't believe in God because I'm God. You know what I'm saying? But that's not what atheists say. They just say, I don't believe in God. And they don't go no further. For what? What? Yeah. And then they were like, you know what I'm saying? They didn't go to church. That's all the fuck it was. And their parents didn't. They just grew up. What? Because it's really beside the point. If you will, if you know how to control, if you just do what you feel like you need to do and you move within your energy without these outside sources restricting your atmosphere, your mind, because you don't have control yet. So a lot of times we growing up with these so-called friends and shit like that. We do the partying and shit early. By the time we realize that, damn, we really ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I'm really heartbroken in 30, you feel me? Like, I mean, some of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Life, at 30, you still got a whole nother 30 that I think is really popping for real. I think it's really popping for real, if you will. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even in your 40s, I think men really, at your 40s, you probably still, like, going hard. You know what I'm saying? Going hard for another 5, nigga. For sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. And I'm kind of mad, bro. Like, I should be up. I should be up because I've been letting niggas live. Because I know. I've been new. What's up? I'm like, this shit just different for me. I don't look like that nigga over there. I'm not just staring at the bitch ass. I got that bitch's number. Respectfully, excuse my language, if you will, but it makes sense, if you will, levels. So, and I be wanting to come at y'all. That's why I be like, you gonna really need to bring the pimp, you know what I'm saying? But in due time, because right now, I'm trying to see what the fuck you really got going on, hood. I'm trying to move within the air. You know what I'm saying? Move within the air. And I'm trying to understand the minds of the people that are influencing this world. So that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And that's what that is. you guys, whatever the fuck y'all think at that point. So me, what the fuck, I'm doing whatever I gotta do. Yeah. I go in there talking reckless and time down. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of it, I'm reading body energy. I'm reading this. I'm reading that. I'm feeling the crowd. I'm looking at how many views, who in here, who not. I'm not looking at anybody who's in there. That'd be the thing too. When I go into a stream, I'm not looking at who's tapping the stream. I'm not looking at who came in. I'm not looking at none of that. Y'all need to be focused on the wrong shit. I'm looking at this. The only reason I clicked on this motherfucker was for her. I didn't click on this motherfucker because I was like, who's in here trying to get who? Your what? Your bank account? Because that's who's holding your money? Let's get out of these feelings, nigga. Let's get out of these feelings. That's that, you know what I'm saying? That's that PBP and that's that Pat. You know what I'm saying? If you really in this coochie, you're not really worried about nobody else hitting it. But you in that PB, you in that pussy, you know what I'm saying? You in it jelly because you still worried about the wrong shit. Ain't no point in fucking this bitch because you're not contributing to this bitch's mind. That's why they're fucked up coming to me. And I can't fuck them because I have to fix them. I'm not tripping on that though. I should have went to the fucking lake. I should have went to go take a walk today. And she got scared because the motherfucker was probably, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here getting right. Just because I had to. And I was like, I already looked at it like that prior to. I was like, I'm probably not, but I do need to clean up my little shit. And I ain't did the things that normally I would do, if you will, because I'm not giving a fuck. I don't have to prove a motherfucking thing to you niggas. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't, and I still ain't getting the respect. Well, you know what I'm saying? If you will, because I'm still learning. I'm still growing, if you will. The consistency within this energy of the level of the mindset being so high and staying there and having to come chest up, looking at everybody still in this positive light when you're not a positive entity. But that's why I solitude, I'll sit, because I'm not going to step out as a little bitch. Excuse my stomach. You already know what I'm on. I just came from playing basketball. You know what I'm saying? Woot-de-woot. It doesn't matter, though. I don't give a fuck about none of that. But if that's what y'all hearing, you know what I'm saying? That's what that is. That's my stomach. I'm crazy. But, and I don't feel like I have to. As long as I'm within my domain expansion, I'm creating this. And if you dare step into this, and that's why they don't. Because this bitch is covering a radius, homie. And I'm not doing it to come off like that. And I'll turn it off. But I'm there before, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how you have to, right? But before, you know what I'm saying? You already in my domain before you're in my domain. I'm like fucking Trafalgar Law. You know what I'm saying? Trafalgar Law and Jujutsu Kaisen, homie, is I'm chopping niggas down. Women, everybody, dogs, you know what I'm saying? But that, and it's not even like, I'm not trying to point at the human part. It's how to control the oneness of the world, if you will. When you stop looking for problems, the problems, you know what I'm saying? But you have to approach the concept of the negativity with the straightforwardness, not with this gangster shit. It's the straightforward, I come correct. I come at you. I look you in the eye. I answer correctly. You know what I'm saying? Even if I didn't, I say what I need to say, keep it short, and be grateful. Head down, get the fuck out the way. Now, nigga, stop looking for this coochie. Y'all be out here on these missions trying to level up, and this coochie, and you'll go get this coochie thinking this coochie is taking you to the pride land. Now, that coochie is really flatlining you. That's that little dog on the prairie, nigga. Flatland. It'd be cool, but that's when y'all get into these owning these mother, trying to own. You know, nobody owns a woman on this planet, bro. Sorry, fellas. I'm gonna leave it at that. So,
Man, you have to become the men again. You have to become the men again. You got to be Tarzan. You got to go out there like fucking Baki. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't watch anime, go watch Baki season 2. This nigga was a caveman. They thawed this nigga out. Big bro. Nigga, he looked like Broly Tarzan. Nigga, what? New generation walked outside, seen a bad bitch. This nigga raped this bitch in the middle of the street, nigga. Put it down on her, nigga. The nigga was like 7 foot, bro. 7 foot Balrog, nigga, from Street Fighter. What? But Tarzan looking. Piped this bitch down, fell asleep in the middle of the street, nigga. It was the fire and shit, nigga. What? Gotta go watch it. But that be that. It'd be that. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have nothing else but just that. Y'all have to learn how to feel and indulge in that feeling without the fear. And that's what I'm doing for what I'm doing. Because I'm invested. I'm invested in what the fuck I'm doing every time I do it. And when I'm not there. And the reason I'm not there is because I've already pre-invested in these other situations that day where I have to kind of stay available for their concept of negativity, not mine's, because they're not, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to do anything else. So they're just slowing down my process of getting whatever the fuck I'm doing done. Y'all are, you know what I'm saying? The fear of feeling, because you're not doing this healing work. Y'all got stagnant with that mediocre lifestyle shit where I'm just now tapping in, but I'm at the top. I did all the other shit. So when I finally indulge in this shit, I'm Captain Planet. Like, he's a hero. I'm funny, guys. And I hope we laughing together. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want you to feel like anything other than, damn, I hope you get it. I hope you get it, because I hope you guys are paying attention to the triggers that if I'm hitting, I'm saying something that's pissing you off, and why. Pay attention to that trigger. Pay attention to that body muscle, that tension, or how you feel in that heart where you feel that I did something wrong. But nigga, I don't even know you. I don't know you. And if that is your bitch, she's bad. Nigga. Bad. And then you walk into the camera or whatever the case may be, or this, that, and the other. I do not. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is going on? I'm just out here, nigga. Most people don't even holler at females, to be honest. So for the random nigga that does, he's not trying to, I don't think they're trying to belittle another nigga, but we're not even, whoever's around me, we're not even in that algorithm where niggas is taking niggas' bitches. And wherever y'all go, y'all technically are the man. You know what I'm saying? But y'all not going where the men are, if you will. Y'all going to the mediocre. Y'all standing that mediocre little kingpin shit, if you will. And we're not finishing. Because the dimension on this plane is so fucking low, nigga. And we're only in this red frequency on this planet. It's there. That's it. But I've already hit that. You know what I'm saying? My crown is still blinging and chinging and shit. And I'm still trying to reach the other ones. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm all over the place. But I don't be horny like that, bro. I'm not like, I like the feeling of love, and it's missing on this planet. It's missing. So when I be looking at these beautiful fucking women from fucking all over the, I be like, I'm in love with you right now, and I can feel it. That's why I'm indulging in this, whatever the fuck the idea of this is, because you want it, and I'm gonna give it to you, because it's putting a smile on your face, it's making you feel some type of way, and it's making me feel fantastic. So you know what I'm saying? Just that able to understand an energy without really having to talk, looking somebody in the eye, and caring about them first. paying attention to their body structure, if you will, their posture, how they're moving, and you guys have to focus. You guys have to focus on the other things. And men, you guys are actually smart because you guys are getting your feelings so fast. But why are you getting in your feelings? Because you're intelligent, because you see certain things. You should not be getting mad at certain things if you see certain things how they are. Things will be how they are. And that is life. You have to change, not nothing else. That's where you have to get. You got the game fucked up. And that's why I'm here. Because y'all got the game fucked up. I be saying I don't fuck with niggas because at the end of the day, y'all got to go through what I go through. I can't pimp your ride, nigga. So for y'all who are in a position, we can talk about it. But you know what I'm saying? You're gonna stay almost definitely in that rhythm because you have to. Because you, it depends on how old you are, if you will. If you want to, you could take a break. Don't ever think you can't be without a job. You know what I'm saying? You guys, think about what you're investing in and why you're investing in it. And then why are you heartbroken if you're doing all this investing and all this working for, and then it ain't making sense, Cuddy. That's why, I you know what I'm saying? I care about me. I care about me, Cuddy. And this is to my niggas, bro. That's why I talk to niggas. What's good, nigga? I'm not A, B, C, and D, and you, nigga. I'm that nigga. Get this English, nigga. What's happening? How are you feeling? What's good? I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm saying I'm a great motherfucking me, nigga. And that's what the fuck I'm standing on. 10. That's it. I'm a great motherfucking being that. And I said, my events, whatever I did, I've had great ones. But I've done the shrooms. I talked about this in the previous shrooms. I've done the shrooms. I've done, you know what I'm saying? And whatever I is, I does. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? It is what it was, if it not is. You know what I'm saying? So these things just expand the mind if you're willing to accept. People don't do certain drugs because they still have these probably fear. Fear. I think fear is a thing. Fear is one of the things you gotta face. That's why police officers, your job is really customer service. You shouldn't be out here with guns because there is no danger. There's no danger. You guys are thinking you're gods because you technically have to go through this process, which you're not. But you come with this, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not downplaying y'all. You guys should be out here in pajama pants and fucking bright ass sweaters, you know what I'm saying? Giving out fucking hugs. That's what the police should be doing. But you know what I'm saying? We gotta fix. And I'm not saying don't keep, because I don't know. Because people's mindsets are fucked up and they're dangerous. If I went the wrong way, something probably, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to check in. Something feel nasty, I'm going to check in. I'm going to die for myself. I ain't going to be no bitch, homie. I let shit live, and letting something live because it's not worth it, because you value yourself, because you value your time, your energy right now. I got other shit going on. This, and that, and the other. There's so many levels of killing yourself within this process of losing your mind and finding just the neutral zone. And I just saying it, like, when you start, make sure you don't end a thought on any type of thought on a negative aspect. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she probably fucking some other nigga. She ain't answer the phone. Or, she was just busy, whatever, I don't give a fuck. If you're worried about a bitch and what you're doing, you're not doing enough shit on this planet. You're not busy. You're not active in the mind. Because if you got time to be emotional, I wish I had time to be emotional, nigga. I really don't, though. I really don't on my soul. Because I'm emotional every day because I invest in how I feel and the shit that I do. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, oh, fuck, and I'm going to say how I feel. And I don't give a fuck if she respond. That bitch read that shit. And if she didn't, her clone did. And that shit got back to her somehow. Because I'm going to find all of them. I'm going to find all six of the pages, nigga. And I've been through it, bro.
I done been through the catfishy Johns, you know what I'm saying? Like, because we technically grew up, we all technically grew up in this general, you know what I'm saying? But we all grew up a little bit different. Some of y'all probably got to go outside and shit, probably got to do all the little politicking and shit, whoop-de-woo. So probably some of y'all wasn't so much more active on the social media when y'all got to go outside and shit. A nigga like me didn't get to go nowhere. So I was the nigga on the party line. You know what I'm saying? I was doing a party line, John, thinking I was cool. Talking to a little bitch I ain't none shit. You feel me? I remember I was talking to a bitch on the phone. I used to call this bitch almost every day on the party line, whoop-de-woo. And her nigga came and answered the phone. He was like, hello? I was like, hello? You know what I'm saying? Little nigga like, huh? She's like, yeah, that's my little boo thing. He's like, oh, this nigga think you his girl? I was calling this bitch every day, bro, for like a month. He's like, oh, little nigga. And hung up the phone. Gave her the phone. He gave her the phone and she hung up the phone. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been getting crushed forever. I've been getting crushed forever, nigga. Like, I've been dead. You know what I'm saying? When you really invest in something, you don't know what death is until you invest in something. And you just, like I said, you want to feel negative about shit. Somebody want to, you know what I'm saying? But even if that is true, you can't sit in that, Cuddy. You got to dilute that. You got to dilute that motherfucker. Stay hydrated. Keep staying hydrated. You got to learn how to dilute yourself by yourself so that the emotionals, you know what I'm saying? The emotions, when they do come, they can't kill you how you did yourself. That's what fasting is. That's just one of those things. You know what I'm saying? Fasting is a great thing. Like, eat once a day. Or not once a day, but your body will get adapted to eating once a day at Ramadan. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully. That shit right there. And I was working. I mean, for me, I'm going to push myself. I'm always going to push myself because I don't like feeling like I can't do something. So that, I was working at UPS when I first did my first Ramadan. I'm doing bulk. I'm doing bulk in the summer. In the summer. Slanging them fucking boxes. Pulling them. What? And still didn't drink my first cup of water till like 6, 8 o'clock at night. And then you have to drink slow because your body will fucking, you'll die. You fucking cup. You know what I'm saying? You just got to take a little sip. Just be grateful that you know what I'm saying? Just get back to work. Because you cool off that little sip. Because you proud of yourself. I don't think we'd be proud of ourselves for nothing. Man, I feel accomplished and shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't done that little coochie shit ain't that shit. It ain't no accomplishment, really. I think me connecting and shit on the energetic level and shit, that is an accomplishment. That's why I'd be cool without the coochie. Cause I'm like, I know she in love with me because I'm in love with her. That's cool. Fuck it. It is what it is. It felt good though. Even if it, you know what I'm saying? Even I don't need the reply back. I hit all three of your pages. You know what I'm saying? I know you read all of them. And then I went back to your live and looked you in your eye. And you know what I'm saying? You answered me without answering me, nigga. Set. That's it. That's all I needed. I'm not doing all this extra shit. I want to get my point across so you're not leaving this cycle with me because you projected you projected the negativity shit that you projected, if you will, or you know what I'm saying? Somebody said this, that, and the other, and or you already had, you know what I'm saying, a previous hit. He biting my fucking tongue. You had a previous history of just, excuse my tone. You just had a previous history of, you didn't heal. You didn't heal. And I'm coming in striking. I'm coming in striking. I'm trying to catch you before you do it. Like, I'm trying to keep you on the right track. Focus. Hey, what's up? This, you know what I'm saying? Niggas aren't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Or just, maybe women not doing that for y'all, but women are using you niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because you niggas aren't doing it to them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not thinking with the one on the head up top. You're just thinking with your dick. Y'all do basic shit, thinking that shit hot. Take a bitch out and shit. That bitch can take you out, nigga, every day for the rest, forever. The bitch got more money than you. The bitch got more money than you, bro. With no job, I guarantee it. You gotta stop playing, bro. You gotta stop playing. And there's nothing wrong with taking the women out, because that's not the point. Take care of the women. You know what I'm saying? That's the objective. But you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Don't be pouring out an empty cup. Don't be emotionally doing shit because you lonely. You lonely. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, if you gotta go home and play 2K for a year straight, or go play video games, whatever the case is, do that for that year, but you know that next year you can't do that. But don't go back to the bitches. Go and learn something. Go do something. Go invest something. I'm gonna tell niggas just go be homeless. Because I think that's part of it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Type shit. You gotta understand how every fragment of this world works. And be open-minded, to be open to it. Not even open-minded, just going to accept that. Go hold that. Go feel that. Go be that nigga friend. Go love that nigga, because he need love too. That nigga been out here thugging and shit. He got to a point where, you know what I'm saying, he did this, that, and other, but he just, you know what I'm saying, he had that little nigga in him, if you will. And he didn't find that. He didn't come back to that wholeness, if you will. He stayed grimy, which is nothing wrong with that. Because these niggas still be beautiful, if you will. And then when I fucking, and I chop it with them, you know, I bring niggas life. And whether they can or cannot do what they, you know what I'm saying? If you will, they be like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful to just, whatever the fuck the universe is telling me to do, I listen. And I believe we all have these things. Like, if you could look at a bitch and know that she's looking at and feeling another nigga, you niggas have it too. Which emotions are like that little stepping stone right before it's spirituality, if you will. You can't have an emotion without, what the fuck is an emotion? What the fuck is an emotion? It has to be triggered by something, a thought, a something. But a thought is universal spiritual. You know what I'm saying? So you niggas will be like, oh, I don't have ancestors. Shut the fuck up. You niggas are clowns, bro. You niggas gotta just be more than what you guys have to think outside the box. And if you guys do all that schooling shit and that's it, I think I'm not mad at that either. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta do something if you will. And I'm not gonna say nothing. Go to school, because I'm kind of mad, but I'm not, because I have a different calling, if you will. But there's nothing wrong with brushing up on the natural skills that you have, which that is what school is for. That's what they try to hit you with, that niche shit. But I think niche is just a bad terminology for what do you like to do? So I want to look at niche, if you will, as more as what can you do every day for the rest of your life for free? And then the person who is listening has to look between the lines, if you will. You know what I'm saying? What can you do for the rest of your life for free and just not give a fuck? You know what I'm saying? If you didn't have a job and you just had to go do something, you just was homeless. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What would you do? Clearly, you know what I'm saying? You just have to figure it out. I'm good. I'm a good communicator. Whatever the fuck y'all think is going on, I'm feeding these motherfuckers. And communication isn't just vocal. It's listening. Communication is listening. It's not talking. It's listening. It's feeling. It's understanding. It has nothing to do with speaking. Speaking is the last part of communication, if you will. But that's you know what I'm saying, fellas? Don't be talking first and then fucking thinking, no, nigga. Feel this aura. Feel this energy. If you say, hey, what's up, to a shorty and a bitch didn't turn around, whatever, that's it. That's her loss, nigga. Respect your shit. It's a bitch around the corner that look better than her. But the objective ain't to just go, you know what I'm saying? That's when you probably at the mall or something, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, you do shit like that, you know, I go to Walmart, I'm gonna get some bitches. When I had the little, you know what I'm saying? Walmart got some bitches today, you know what I'm saying? And you probably go and still don't holler at nobody. I didn't. I rarely was gonna holler for real. I was probably off the juice. And then when I, I'm striking gold, if you will. But I don't condone these things. I'm just doing whatever the fuck I wanted to do. But I was in a motion of trying to find a rhythm of what it is I wanted to do with self. What made me feel good? what made me feel like this is the direction? It feels too good. Why does this feel too good for me? And why does it feel like my body is accepting this? And I'm peaking at like mental, but it's allowing the thoughts to process. It's allowing the thoughts to process, even the negative ones, and understand them on the spot and neutralize it. No gray area, just deplete. Because we don't have time. We don't have time to wait a month to heal. We don't have time. We don't have 5 minutes. I'm at a point where I don't have 5 minutes to be negative. I'll black out. I don't have that much time. You set boundaries, and if you don't respect my boundaries, I'll kill you. That's it. I'll kill you, or I'll kill somebody else, or I'll kill everybody. Somebody's gonna die because my boundaries are being pushed against, if you will. So we're gonna have to figure something out, but that's when you move yourself out of that area. The objective isn't to kill somebody. It's if I move from here because I don't like this, and you know what I'm saying? You just have to, you gotta turn up, nigga. Because if you bitch out here, you bitch, and you're not gonna survive.
Let me make sure this joint's still busting. All right, set that. We got fucking sensitive wolves. Cause I just closed the phone. That's all. So I don't see nothing. But the objective in life ain't to be hard. No, it's to be confident in the ability to be neutral, to melt in the crowd, if you will. Yeah, you may stand out and shit, but you're not doing all this extra shit. Yeah, people, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? We're getting the knee and shit. Cause that's, I can stand out, bro, but I'm standing out because I have to right now. And this ain't, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. Whatever the case, and I can't do, I don't know. It is what it is. And I don't want to say anything because these are just moment thoughts. And you got to realize that sometimes thoughts float through your head. The negative ones always come first. The negative ones always come first because you always want to be like, people got me fucked up. But you have to be like, I have me fucked up. Because this, this, and this. I'm allowing this, this, and this. I'm not setting boundaries for myself. And I'm not putting myself in another situation. I'm staying here where I'm contracting all this, all the projections, the, you know what I'm saying? The if you will. I have to go find solitude so I can think for myself, so I can control who I am. And then once you go back into that real world, if you will, when you do slow motion, if you will, you try to just, you take your time. Because you take your time. Be the best version of you when you're the best version of you, if you will. Because it's going to feel good. You know, as long as you're still confident in you, you may lose your mind, but still take care of yourself. I think at the end of the day, like I said, I don't give a fuck what I'm doing as long as I look good. Because I know that I didn't give up. When you start gaining weight and you start losing all that, you gave up. And you think you on somewhere else, but you know what I'm saying? You probably hit something because of XXX, but you didn't get to YZ. And whoa, if you will, you know, I stopped at X because you thought that's what it meant. So you niggas got to keep going. You got to keep going. So, other than that, nigga, I appreciate your time, Cuddy. Whoever does it, easy does it. You understand? It's the boy. Holla for a dollar.